Okay, so let's start with basics. You want to start recording audiovisual material, and it wouldn't matter for which purpose. There are many people that would always think the same when they are about to start producing audiovisuals. I will use the video camera of my laptop that will might as well do the trick. And you know, if you want to do something really basic like that. However, I know that there might be some people out there that are using software such as the regular Windows Movie Maker for Windows Essential 2012. And let me tell you that this particular software won't let you use all of the features of your webcam that you are using. And by that, I am meaning that the quality is not going to be as good. My advice for you would be to use a camera or even a mobile device that could at least film on regular HD quality with a resolution of 28 up to 30 frames per second. And I am adding two links in the descriptions that can help you understand video quality and framing. So, returning to the main subject. Anyone with a blog that has video content is likely to ponder on which video camera to use at some point of time or the other. The truth is that there is no right answer to this question. The ideal choice depends on individual budget and individual requirements. As a result, what might be an ideal solution for you might not even be an option for another blogger. So, I will leave these two articles that might help you in the descriptions below. One, it is called 8 Recommended Camcorders and Cameras for Vlogging, and the second one is called Vlogging and Cameras. Now, it is time for another activity. For this section's activity, you will need to choose the device that you will use for filming of your audiovisual material. And you need to film a 10 seconds long video of whatever you want to show me. I don't know, you can film your dog or the sky or whatever you want to film. However, don't shoot your body parts or any unethical situation. Seriously, don't film your body parts. Once you have filmed your material, add a Word document that would include the specifications of the mobile device. Also, the specifications of the video file, which are quality and frames per second, and you will need to upload your video to a YouTube or Vimeo account, and then you need to upload text file to your personal Dropbox and add the download link to the descriptions of the video, then mail it to me. Okay, that was all for this time. On the next section, we will be revising some microphones and also some recording software. So look out for it, and that is all for the moment.